the family of Sergeant Blair Emery, I want to say thank you for honoring us with your presence today. We grieve along with you in the loss of your husband, son, grandson, brother. His gentle spirit will be greatly missed by all the members of the 504th Military Police Battalion, 42nd Military Police Brigade in the United States Army. Soldiers, families, and friends of the Fort Lewis community, this time is an opportunity for us to pay our final respects and give honor to a true hero, Sergeant Blair William Emery. I believe many of us agree that it has been too short of a time for us to gather here again to mourn the loss of another soldier from the 571st. And with the passing of Sergeant Emery, we are struck with great sorrow and loss, and we mourn along with his family. Sergeant Emery was born November 2, 1983 in Lincoln, Maine. He came from a family with numerous ties to the military. One grandfather served in World War II. The other served in the Korean War. He had two uncles who served in Vietnam. An aunt, who is an MP, serving here at Fort Lewis with the 571st Military Police Company. His two sisters, Betsy and Hillary, both served in the United States Army as well. And Sergeant Emery followed his sisters into service. And when his family tried to convince him into going into another branch other than the Army, he said, "There's no way I'm going to wimp out and going into another branch of service." For Sergeant Emery, the examples of service to his country that he saw lived before him certainly influenced his decision to join the military. And we are all honored by his commitment of service to the very end. As a soldier, those who knew him best, his fellow squad members, had nothing but good things to say of Sergeant Emery. They recalled his selflessness and his desire to see soldiers excel, to see them succeed at everything they did. Even as a specialist, he looked for potential in other junior soldiers and sought to point that out to the chain of command, showing them how valuable the soldiers were. He wasn't one to compete against his fellow soldiers, but he sought to encourage them and sought to help them become better together. Not only did Sergeant Emery possess selfless service, he embodied personal courage. Those who knew him know that Sergeant Emery was a young man who was courageous in the face of adversity. When engaged by the enemy, Sergeant Emery remained calm, stayed on mission, and did everything possible to make it to where he and his soldiers could return to the FOB safely. So courageous was he that he also volunteered often to go on difficult missions so others wouldn't have to. What courage he had. How selfless he was in his actions. Sergeant Emery's life was cut short. We will miss our brother at arms. He is survived by his wife, Chu, by his parents, Bill and Huey, his sisters, Betsy and Hillary, grandparents, Alton and Ruby. So in this hour that we mourn the loss of a great soldier, let us not simply mourn, but let us also seek to celebrate the way this young man lived his life. Let us take from the example that he set for us, that embodies what was written in the book of Philippians, which reads, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others." In his selfless ambition, in his humility, in his lack of concern for his personal interests, in his concern for the good of his soldiers, Sergeant Emery made the ultimate sacrifice for his country. It is his sacrifice his attitudes, his actions that we remember today. May we seek to honor him most by emulating the type of soldier he was. At times like this, times in which we honor such a great American, we must know and understand that God can grant us comfort. Psalm 89 reads, "Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, for who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, with your faithfulness all around you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all that is in it. You have founded them. You have a mighty arm, strong as your hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are the people who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face." My friends, it's a wonderful truth that God is in heaven and does reign over all things. And the ruler of all things does have a mighty arm stretched out with salvation to those trusting in him. He is just, he is loving, he is faithful. He offers the blessed promise that he is the resurrection and the life, and those who believe in him, though they may be dead physically, shall live through him. And whoever believes in God will truly never die, but live forever. The same Lord that owns the heavens and earth invites us all to call upon him for strength and peace from the weariness of sorrow that we feel at loss of such a great American hero, a son, a soldier, and friend. God's everlasting arm is strong to hold you, and the light of his face is warm and pleasant.